Morning, everybody. Well, let's start with prayer. Dear Lord God, we love you and we thank you for allowing us to come to you this morning. Father, we want to start our Sunday morning with you. This is your day and we don't want to forget it. I know you're good with us having a good time, but you still want us to put you first. And that's what we're doing right here, right now. We want to worship you. We want to hear from you. We want to get direction from you. Direction that we can use throughout our life to make our life easier here on earth. So, Father, I just ask that you send your Holy Spirit right now. Minister through me, and anything that I say that you don't want anybody to take home, just let it fall to the ground. Just have them pay attention to the stuff they need to know. We just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Last state race, we were talking about who Jesus really is. We kind of went through the Bible and pulled out some scriptures as to who he really is to help people understand who they're actually following. I mean, who is this Jesus that we're following? Well, to piggyback off of that, I thought, you know, somebody else we hardly ever talk about and that gets forgotten from a lot of people is the Holy Spirit. So I thought, you know, let's just do that about the Holy Spirit and see what we find out. So let's just figure out who the Holy Spirit is. First thing I want to do, I want to read the Great Commission that Jesus gave us. It says, then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Now, as you notice, the Holy Spirit is important enough that Jesus included it when he gave us the Great Commission. And as you read through the Bible, you find that you've all heard us talk about the Trinity, you know, that the God that we serve is made up of three persons, and the Holy Spirit is one of those persons. Now, we serve God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Now, that's real hard for us to wrap our minds around that, and I know I can't totally do it. You know, how can you have three individual persons, but they make up one God? But that's what the Bible teaches, so since God's a lot smarter than me, I want to take it at face value, and I'm going to believe that. But it's still, even so, knowing that the Holy Spirit is God, we have a tendency to push it out of the way and not talk about it, or you don't hear much about it. So let me read a scripture here. It says, and I'm just going to pick a few scriptures to try to show who the Holy Spirit is and what the Holy Spirit can do. This is how the birth of Jesus came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. In other words, the Holy Spirit can perform miracles. We can read on. There's another scripture. So as the Holy Spirit says, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. So the Holy Spirit can speak to us. It is the Holy Spirit ain't just something that's floating around out there. The Holy Spirit is a person that can actually speak to us. When you're praying and stuff comes into your mind, the Holy Spirit is talking to you. Let's read a little bit more. And, you know, how do we get the Holy Spirit? You know, that'd be another thing. How do we get it? We know the Holy Spirit can do miracles. We know the Holy Spirit is part of the Godhead, if you want to call it that. Well, the Bible says it best. It says, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. So the Holy Spirit is our teacher. That's who teaches us. And it is awesome that Jesus sent us a teacher. I mean, he was here on earth. And, you know, when he was walking with the disciples, you know, he was one-on-one. He was speaking to them. But then he went up to heaven, as we all know, and he's up there preparing a place for us. So God in his place sent us a counselor, somebody that can minister to us and talk to us and give us direction in our life, and that's the Holy Spirit. Now, the same way that the Holy Spirit is given us, the Holy Spirit can be taken away too if you're not careful. In Psalms it says, "Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me." And then it goes on and says, "And do not grieve the Holy Spirit with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you." So what is this big deal? I mean, if you're trying to wrap your arms around this, what does it mean to grieve the Holy Spirit? Well, in more layman terms, it'd be making the Holy Spirit sad. When as kids, and some of you are still kids, when you do something wrong, you make your mom and dad sad typically. You grieve your mom and dad. And the same thing we can do to the Holy Spirit. We can grieve the Holy Spirit, the word sad. And what it does, it puts a gap between us and God. That's why we don't want to do that. And, the more you grieve the Holy Spirit, the less the Holy Spirit talks to you. And you've heard the term, "Do not harden your hearts." You probably heard that term before. And if you grieve the Holy Spirit enough, it's like building calluses. How you get calluses? After a while, you just don't hear it no more. It's like you put a wall between you and the Holy Spirit. So you don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. That's not a good thing. It doesn't help us. It's the Holy Spirit that makes us who we are. And it's the Holy Spirit that helps us be good Christians. So you go, it's so easy for you to stand up there and say all this stuff. But how does this work? How can I do this and be victorious in it? And that's where the Bible is great. And we're going to get to some scriptures that will really help you in this. But first I want to read, "You, my brothers, were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge in sinful nature. Rather serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up in a single command, love your neighbor as yourself." So that's the first thing. Being a Christian is simple. If you love your neighbor as yourself, that is there is a place in the Bible where it talks about the greatest commandment as loving God, that's loving God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind. Then the second one was love your neighbor as yourself. If you treat everybody the way you want to be treated, you're going to be in pretty darn good shape. But there's a point I was making. It goes on, it says, "If you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, live by the Holy Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature." So it's saying, hey, if you live by the Holy Spirit, if you make that a point, then you're not going to do these things. You're not going to hurt your brother. You're not going to lie to your brother. And you can expound on that. There's a lot of things that you're not going to do because the Holy Spirit will guide you. And we're still sitting here going, yeah, but how can I make this reality? Because this is tough. But just to drive home how important is this, I want to read some more scripture, because the Bible always says stuff so much better. This is a typical person. "For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to sinful nature." So the sinful nature wants us to do wrong, but the Holy Spirit wants us to do right. And it's real easy. Every day when you get up, usually we go, okay, we're not going to mess up today. God, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And we have a God that forgives us every morning. We start new every day. And by 7, 8, 10 o'clock or whatever, we've already messed up and we're already doing wrong. I was like, oh man, doing it again. But fortunately, we're forgiven no matter what. But I'm kind of getting off the subject. Let's read this more. This, "They are in conflict with each other so that you do not do what you want. Remember the old commercial with the good angel on one shoulder and the bad angel on the other? And one's trying to get you to do good, one's trying to get you to do bad. Well, our nature fights the Holy Spirit that way. But it says right here, but if you are led by the Spirit, you're not under the law, for one. And here are the acts of sinful nature. It says, the acts of sinful nature are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry. I mean, it just goes on and on. Hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, drunkenness. I mean, it's just, there's all kinds of stuff that are not good. If you're living by the Spirit, you should not be doing any of these. And I am building up to something with this, because I still haven't told you how you can be victorious with the Holy Spirit. But I want to read also what happens if you do live by the Spirit. And it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. That would be a sign that you're walking in the Spirit. I want to finish the scripture. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desire. The Lord is saying, hey, you ain't going to do all those things I listed earlier. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not be conceited, provoking, and envying each other. But I still don't know how to do this. It is very simple to be led by the Spirit. You have to surrender to it. And this is the hardest thing for a human being to do. To say, Holy Spirit, I can't do this. There is no way I can do it. And I'm going to mess up every day unless you're there helping me. And if you try to do it on your own, and you just get up every morning and say, I'm going to do good today, I'm not going to do anything wrong, you might make that work for a day. You might make it work for 2 days. You know, if you're trying to be a good Christian just by being good, you're going to fail. We all do. I fail, you fail. I mean, it's just the way it is. But if you have the Holy Spirit and you surrender and say, I need help, I guarantee you, you will get help. There's a place in the scripture where it talks about, I think it was the disciples. They were worried about being put in front of some judges and as to what they were going to say. And the scripture says, you know, don't worry about what you're going to say when you get there. The Holy Spirit will give you the words to say. And, you know, I have actually put that to the test. Years ago, I went through a divorce, which wasn't a good thing. But, you know, there was custody battle and all this stuff. And I would have to go to meetings, and I had no clue how to handle it. Because I was angry, bitter, didn't like it. And I would do exactly that. I would trust the Holy Spirit to give me the words to say in those meetings. And it worked. I guarantee you it worked. And the same way that it worked there, it works in your life. If you want to be successful and you truly surrender, you will be successful. And that's the whole point. One thing about God, you know, if you'd watch different religions, you know, be it Jehovah's Witness, be it Mormons, and I'm not a religion basher. That's their thing. I know where we need to go. And I know what I feel is right, and that's what I teach. I'm not going to bash them. But every one of those religions says, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do that. Otherwise, you're not getting there. And Jesus says, I want you to do this, but I'm going to help you do it. I don't want you to do anything on your own. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to do it. All you got to do is surrender to me. And that's the whole point of this message today. If y'all want to walk victorious with Jesus, surrender. That's the whole point of this message. And with that, I'd like to close. Our God and Father. Yeah, it's hard to be a Christian sometimes, and especially if we're trying to do it carnally like we do. We want to do things. We want to make it right. We ask you for help. And 10 minutes later, we're trying to do it ourselves, and it just doesn't work. We can use the Holy Spirit as our help. We need to surrender. We need to surrender to our God, which our God consists of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You gave us the Holy Spirit as a counselor. We just thank you so much for that counselor and for that help. We thank you that that helper tells us when we're doing wrong, but that helper is also there to help us do the right thing as long as we surrender. So, Father, we just thank you for that. And, Lord, if there's anybody here today that needs to just recommit themselves to you because they haven't surrendered and they've been walking, as we would say, as they're walking in flesh instead of walking in the Spirit, Father, I ask that you just touch their heart right now and just pour your Spirit out on them. Fill them with your Spirit to where they can be successful in how they need to live and how they want to live. So thank you, Lord. Father, also, if there's anybody here that doesn't know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, if you're knocking on their heart, I ask that you would give them the courage to take that step to receive your Son as their Savior and change their life forever. It's a good thing. Lord, we love you, we praise you, and we worship you. We thank you for allowing us to start our day with you. As we get ready to go racing this day, I ask for protection on everybody here. Father, watch over them. Let us all do it in a sportsmanlike manner and just have a wonderful day. We just thank you for this awesome weather. Thank you for RJ allowing me to be here and doing this. And we just praise and worship you, as we said. In Jesus' name, amen.